All right, let's call this meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy?
Here.
Buffo? Perry? Bean?
Yes.
Robbins?
Here.
Stewart?
Here.
All right, you're going to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we invite you to remain standing if you choose while we pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in this new year, and we thank you for another year of vibrant Tolono. We thank you, Father, for our businesses. We thank you, Lord, that you have set your hand on them and you caused them to flourish and prosper. Lord, we thank you for our other government entities in this town. We thank you for setting your hand on them, causing them to lead well in this community. And Lord, we thank you for all of the other entities that bring forth your truth and bring forth right living and right standing. Because Lord, right now, it starts in the local community. And we thank you for the local community being strong, being wise, and being a beacon of light for the larger county, the state, and this nation. We thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, public comments.
First of all, thank you for arousing the speech. As much as I enjoy coming here to visit with y'all, I really wish I didn't have to, but unfortunately there's no good method of communicating to find out. I'm actually here just to ask, where are we on the resolution of my property letter?
Justin has tried to reach out. Have you and Justin talked yet? He sent you an email and
we talked.
Did you talk?
Is that the time you stopped by, or is that since then?
It was after that.
Oh, yeah,
he was going to stop by and visit with you and stuff, and I guess you guys, Christmas and holidays and all that good stuff. I think everybody's been missing each other. But I know he sent you an email, and he's stopped by a couple times, and he's just not caught up with you.
Okay.
I think things are moving along with your yard, I think. Do you have...
Well, the lady you were telling me, the trailer's gone.
Yeah.
There's a flatbed trailer's gone, too.
Well, the flatbed was just a stopover.
Okay.
Yeah, I think... I think we're doing good. I mean, just you two get together and we can update that.
Yeah, I was going to say, when the village has a problem, y'all hire an attorney, they send out a letter. But there's no portal or effective means of communication during the process. I've sent several emails out. Maybe I don't have the right email addresses. I don't know.
Well, we've emailed back. Oh, Justin's emailed back to you and didn't get a response, too.
Okay.
So maybe something's clogging the system somewhere.
Maybe. I don't know what the right answer is because I'm not an IT guy.
With the properties and stuff, pretty much the police department is our conduit for information back and forth. I mean, you're always welcome to reach out to one of us.
Okay.
But that's kind of the he's the one that reports to the board.
So I know how you get on the list.
Yeah.
You know, you have 17 neighbor complaints from the same lady. Because she hates you. How do you get off the list?
Just comply. You're almost there. From what I've been told, you're almost there.
And once you're off the list, then you're off until the neighbor lady calls in 17 more times?
Exactly.
Okay. That's really all I had today.
Okay. Did you have good holidays?
It was all right.
Good.
It was, like, uneventful.
Okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Thanks for visiting.
And y'all have a happy new year.
You too.
Thanks, you as well.
Eddie.
Okay, I just got my special event permits. Doesn't look like everybody's here. I don't know if you want one.
Yeah, we're a little light on board today.
I'm not sure who this board member is, but I do own Lou and Denny's in 12. But anyway, it's same as usual, but his very first one's a little different. It's not my event. It is CU Bands and Fans, which is an organization that does a lot of advertising for bars and bands. It's their 8th annual, and they asked me to host it this year outside. And it will be a longer running one, and I think she's got 8 or 9 bands lined up. She wants 2 food trucks. That's the only I've never had a food truck for an event. I guess I used to have Bibbs cook some chicken before he passed on us. But, you know, like I said, the first one is May 30th. It's their 8th annual. They give away awards for local musicians. Corson Music supplying the lights and sounds outside. So it ain't going to be a long delay. Everybody just kind of plugs in. And I did change the start time because she keeps adding more bands to me. It's a great event for me because it's one time I don't have to pay for the entertainment too. So anyway, and this is the only time I ever charge cover too. I never ever charge cover. She is going to charge a $10 cover, which has nothing to do with me. That's for her deal. So moving on, I guess. I don't know if you have any questions about that one. The next one is Friday of Fun Day, and same as usual, we got a band outside. Harmony Grits, which is a great band from the Springfield area, and just doing the parking lot party, wanting that. Then we got the Saturday of Fun Day, and Nickel and Dimes outside in the parking lot. In July, we're having a band, Jane Doe, out of Mattoon, never had before. And no real purpose, just it's July, and I wanted to throw one in there. August is our 60th anniversary in business. August 15th one, so we'll be celebrating just as usual. We do have Nippon Dimes outside there. And then the last one is Unity's Homecoming, and I have Harmony Grits and then outside, and I usually have a class reunion or two. So I just got them all together, got with the bands early, got them all together. I figured I might as well just come and get her over with you guys.
So on all of these, I noticed that you don't have any kind of estimate for number of people.
So, that's a hard thing to do.
But historically, you know how many have been there, right?
Well,
are you counting them?
I don't usually do a head count because I don't do a cover charge. But, you know, it varies, you know. Sometimes it turns out really good, and sometimes I've had not so great ones. I'm always hoping for really good ones, but...
Well, the only reason that we have that on there is so that we know what kind of police presence we need to have on duty.
Well, I mean,
that night.
I wish I could answer that question. I really do. I mean, I could prepare myself better if I knew, or unprepare myself, whatever. But I think the CU Bands and Fans one's going to be a really good one. I mean, it's going to bring in way more people than just my crowd of people. And you get 8 or 9 bands, they've all got their people. And that is one thing I did want to discuss too. One of the bands is After Curfew. The dad is a police officer from St. Joe, but it's underage kids. But all their parents will be there.
Oh, it's the kid band. I know what you're talking
after
about.
After Curfew is the name of the band.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good. And that's the one you need the permission to have the underage kids in the bar.
Yeah, that is
we've always waived that every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a pretty good band too.
Yeah, but you know the father.
I know, and you just stumped me, so I could have told you if you would have.
But all their parents will be there, and I think they're going to be the very first band or the second band. They're not going to be there. They're not going to stick around.
No problem.
They know the rules on that.
I think as long as their parents are there, I mean that covers you with the liquor too. So liquor license.
So they are very talented for some 15 and 16 year old kids, and it's pretty neat actually to see up and coming people like that. But
So.
And the rest of the people, I don't know how to even answer that, Terry.
Would you say like 300? 200?
At that first run.
Probably more than that.
Well, that's.
It's probably gonna be in and out. You've always been good in the past too, of you do this and when times get close and you kind of have an idea of either Facebook invites or whatever, you let us know. You always have.
I didn't bring my phone in, this rain's gonna go off, but if you get on there now, I can see you bands and bands. I think it's got right now, but we're 5 months away. I think it's got 30-some coming and 80-some interested maybe, which is actually pretty good response from 5 months away from now. And sometimes that's a little deceiving, that Facebook stuff.
Yeah, you know, but you, in the past, you've always been good of, I know I'm gonna have a big group coming in, and you let us know.
And the first one, it will be a big group. It's gonna be, and hopefully our 60th is a good one too, you know what I mean? You know, on the rest, you know, I'd say 80 to 100 probably, you know? Hopefully more than that for our 60th anniversary, maybe 150. It's just, you know, I could be way off
and
there too.
Your special events, it's not, you're not doing it because of people coming, it's just because you're having outside improvised music, right?
Right.
That's,
right.
Yeah. That's really all you're needing special events permit request for.
Yeah, so. Permission to have something outside.
Because all of them have a purpose of the event except for
the July one, actually.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to, I like to have, I've always had, well, this one's 5 weekends, 6 events being 2 5-day weekends, and that's about what I've always had.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was very honored to see the bands of fans came to me on that one, and that's all their deal. And want to talk about making sure that you get the food trucks.
Yeah, we let Liz Cobra do food trucks all the time too.
Yeah.
So
it should be a pretty good event. I know a local girl won, I believe. They give away awards, inspirational awards to local musicians. I think Karen, is it Shipley? I believe she won a big award at it last year.
Oh, cool.
Just for local musicians, they give away some kind of awards for them, but that's somewhere in the day.
Is there like a chart of how many people we need at some of these events? Like if there's only like 80 to 100 at, you know, fun days or whatever, but if this is going to bring in like 400 or 500 people, then does that change how many police officers we have to have? And
we'll have to coordinate with Justin. I mean, it depends how many police officers we can find. Because we only, I think we're down to 3.
Right.
Well, on that day, it's so spread out. Like, they're not all going to be there at the same time.
Exactly.
It's going to be
right.
An in and out thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean,
You'll probably have a chorus of 500 people coming and going, but it'll be.
The late night would be the.
But it's always just good to have a plan for the village to have a plan based on.
I'm telling you, the first one will probably be pretty big. When I say pretty big, over the course of, 12 hours, I can see 500 people, you know, not at once, but.
Yeah. And probably more in the evening.
Yeah, I would.
And you do have security there, or just people working?
I have guys doing the door, taking IDs. We got basically, I've always said, well, they watch for trouble, but there's 3 rules at the door. Gotta be 21, no alcohol in, no alcohol out. My 3 standard rules. Right,
and you keep it fenced in, so pretty good.
So anyway,
food trucks on the west side of the property.
On the
road right there.
I wouldn't be surprised if one wouldn't be on the west and one wouldn't be on the north. It would be my guess. Because I put out the outhouses. I don't want the food trucks sitting right by the outhouses. And
Are you sure?
Yummy.
Okay.
For that one, I wouldn't even be opposed to just giving you the whole street behind your.
Yeah. Just close it
just
all
close
off.
The whole street off. That way
you
can
have barricades brought in and.
It gives people
just
area to move.
Give you the space and.
Just make sure. We'll have to make sure nobody parks at the fire department. That's the biggest problem right there is people like to park
it's
there.
It's marked and it's not been an issue.
Perfect. Yeah, that's actually a good call. I like that. That would give you a little more room.
we can actually set the stage in the road.
It'd be blocked off for whatever you want to do with it.
Just block it off that whole entire.
Have more tables in our area, that'd be great, appreciate that.
And then when you guys are done, if you can kind of pull the bar, you know, once the stage is gone, just pull the barricades off the roads, and then our guys will come get them on Monday, the barricades.
Okay.
So.
And mentioned the street, I know Jared brought it up to me, and Rob did, about renaming the street after us.
Yes, yes.
We're definitely interested in that, I think that's a very nice gesture, my parents would be pretty proud, I think.
Yeah.
60 years, it's a long time.
It is a long time.
I can't take credit for most of that, but.
I would just say, just let us know closer to the event, if you know the amount of people and that kind of thing, as closer it gets, you know.
Okay, like I said, if you get on CU bands and fans.
I'm not saying right now, but I'm saying like 1st of May.
And I do look at that, I'll admit, we probably planned this 3 or 4 weeks ago, she approached me, and I look at that once a week just to see the numbers.
Well, you gotta make sure you have staffing too.
Yeah.
And be killed.
My brother-in-law lives in Colfax, and he's in a band, and he was asked to play.
Oh yeah, what band's that?
Seasonal Disorder.
Okay, I did, I've never heard of them, but I did see that their name was on the list.
I mean, it's all the way up in Colfax, but.
That's cool.
I'm down for that, so.
And I don't even know who all the bands are, I'm not lining them up, I'm just honored she's using mine.
But you might want to take note on that night, in case you want to invite those bands back.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna.
All right, that one had a really good following.
Right, yeah, I definitely will.
My suggestion with these permits, I'm sure you guys are already thinking about it, the Fun Day ones, get donated to Fun Day, and then waiving their anniversary one. But it's up to you all. All right, I just need.
Do you want to add on yours, since you've got the, I'm guessing the official copy, on the bottom of the bands and fans to.
Yeah.
That block of piece.
Already did.
Okay.
I'll probably come to a board meeting.
I noticed Matt took notes too, so.
I'll probably come back to a board meeting sometime, maybe a month before that, and maybe we get some more stuff worked out for sure, what we're gonna do there, I'll let you guys know, you guys can let me know on the street and stuff, how we're exactly gonna work that.
Perfect, and we'll coordinate with Justin, we'll get Justin involved too, so maybe he can swing by and visit with you.
Okay.
One of these afternoons.
Sounds good.
And it gets closer to it.
And I got one other thing, I don't know, it's totally different from this, I'm gonna wanna fill that out.
Oh, you always wanted.
I'll make a motion to approve the special event permit requests as presented, with fees for weekend, with fees for six.
I think we have to do those separately.
Do we have to do them separately?
Can we do it all together?
You can lump it all together, unless you want to do it separately.
I'd rather write one check, or.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, with the fees for six.
Vote on approval and then vote on the money.
626 and 627.
I think you roll it straight if you want to.
Donated to Fun Day, and waiving six, or 8:15.
Anniversary party.
Yeah.
Yes. And do you guys do the street, are you gonna do it that day, or how's that gonna work?
It's on a Saturday, right?
Yeah.
When you're doing the thing, so they'll probably bring you the barricades on Friday.
No, I'm talking about the street signs.
Oh, street signs.
Would you do it the day of our anniversary party?
We could.
We could.
It could be kind of whenever you want. Yeah.
We could do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah, cool, perfect.
We'll figure all that out.
We got time.
Yep.
How long does it take to order a street sign? And there'd be two, I think you're suggesting doing two, because you have the two.
Right. I'd say 3-4 weeks.
Okay, so do it a couple months out, just to make sure.
I'll find a supplier this week.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, cool, and I need a second.
Second.
And roll call, I guess, since it's money.
Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes, except for waiving the 60th anniversary.
I'm fine, whatever you guys think's right.
Two said yes, one said no, so.
I mean,
It gets passed, right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's your next thing?
Well, so how much do I, I'll write the checks. Let me go ahead and write. So I owe
$150
to the village and $100 to Fund A.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My next thing is.
No, I mean, you write $50 to us and $100 to the fund.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're waiving one of them.
And there are five more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
These three go to the village.
So three.
Fund A. Wave.
Yeah. If you write, that'd be five.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 150, 50, and, or, sorry.
150,
100. 100. Man, math.
Okay.
Apparently.
You want my fingers?
I know, maybe.
Okay, I guess my next thing is the Alumni Athletic Association has approached me about a fundraising event. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. Lots of it's basically started out as a lot of private clubs, the Elks, VFW's, Legions. It's called a Queen of Hearts drawing. Have you heard of, anybody heard of this?
Yes.
The Elks got up to 70-some thousand not long ago.
We have a raffle ordinance you just have to fill out.
And that's what I
that.
Thought I had
yeah.
to
That covers you for your gambling
a
machine.
License, a
yeah.
raffle license.
Yeah, just
kind.
Get up with Brandy during
okay.
the during the week, and there's a raffle ordinance to fill out. Or a raffle
permit.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Now, they're going to have a meeting there tomorrow to
okay.
kind of decide all the details on this. So you guys will approve this, or should...
I
it should fall under the raffle.
It should
just
fall
shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
Is everybody familiar with the Queen of
mm-hmm.
Hearts drawing?
No, they get pretty big. I followed one that got up to over 500,000.
See, that's crazy. I mean, I don't expect near that. But basically it is, it's for a non-for-profit organization, which the Union Alumni Athletic Association would be mine. And looks like right now, I'll know more tomorrow night after that meeting with them, but got a big thing you put on the wall with 54 cards, 52 and the two jokers. They're backside to you, numbered 1 through 54. All you see is the back of the card with a number on the back. You buy raffle tickets. I think we're going to sell them for $5 each or 5 for 20. We're going to have a machine that dispenses these. They're going to invest in a $4,500 machine that puts out tickets. And you write your name, phone number on there, and if you're not going to be there, you write the number of the cards you want. Your name gets drawn out, and why do you write your number on there if you're not there? It looks like if you're there and you draw out the Queen of Hearts, you're going to get 60% of the pot, and the UAA gets 40%. If you're not there, you get 40% of the pot, and the UAA gets 60% of the pot. Only thing I'm going to make is liquor sales. Hopefully it brings people in for me. But and you draw, pick one of the 54 cards. It's numbered on the back. And if it's the Queen of Hearts, you win the pot. If not, that card's turned over. So you got one in 54 chance of winning it the first week. Then sell more tickets. Then we're throwing away. The pot stays at where it was. And then we sell more tickets for the following week. And... you got one in 53, so nobody's going to pick this one that's already been turned over. So the pot's got a chance to keep growing and growing. Yeah, there's ones that's got the very, very big money. School district in, gosh, I ain't got my phone either. They got up to $527,000, $528,000. And I know Scott Hamilton went, do you know which one I'm talking about or no?
Down in Newton.
Newton, yes,
yep.
Newton, Illinois, correct.
That's
that we went to the, that was the athletic people or the school.
They're doing another one, it's already over 100.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I don't know how they get it that big. But anyway, I can't see it getting near that. But it's a great moneymaker for, the Esquire is doing one now. And the Developmental Service Center is their non-for-profit organization, which
cool.
is a very good, you know.
Perfect.
But anyway, like I said, I was approached by them, and I knew I'd get probably a raffle license and you guys' permission, and
yeah.
Union Alumni Association has a meeting now at our bar the second Wednesday of every month now, so they, that's kind of why they approached me, and we're going to decide on the day tomorrow if I get approval, but it's maybe going to be a Wednesday night is what we're kind of leaning towards, I think. We don't want to butt heads with other people's. The Elks has one. There's on a Friday night. We talked about a Saturday, but I've got too many events. UA has events like the golf outing. They have a Vegas night at the Elks. So I'm not sure on the nights, but anyway, that's basically all I have.
Perfect.
And my checkbook.
And your checkbook. Okay.
So.
Well, thank you.
I'll get the permit from Brett. Do you have them on you, and I can pick them up to town hall?
Yeah, I don't
town
know.
Town hall.
Okay. Now, should I, at the meeting tomorrow, I mean, I don't want to go all the way through with this if you guys would have.
I don't think we even vote on it.
No,
you just fill it out, and she can approve it. So
okay. Fill it out for you.
All right, that's all I have, and I'll write you guys a check.
Perfect. Thanks,
guys. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, Matt.
Yeah,
oh wait, never mind. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped you.
That's okay. I didn't know if I needed to go now, later.
Yeah, go now.
Or whatever. Very good. I've just got some information to pass out here. I know you guys have other things on the agenda, so I don't want to take too much of your time, but just wanted to come in and introduce myself as well as the firm I represent, which is Bernardi Securities. It's a municipal bond firm headquartered in Chicago. I'm with the Public Finance Department, so that's just a fancy way of saying that we work with units of government on the bond issue process. And I stopped in Village Hall unannounced a few months back and had a very brief conversation with Brandy about the bonds that you guys have that were issued back in 2012-13 timeframe that have a call provision, which is a refinance provision that allows you at your discretion the opportunity to refinance, lower the interest cost, pay them off early, whatever the case may be, if it makes sense to do so. And that provision is coming up here a little later this year. And so I'd mentioned, you know, if things hold, I mean, I know there's a lot of time between now and a little later this year, but if things hold, there may be an opportunity for you to look at reducing your interest cost, 50 to 100 grand or so. And she said, well, I want you, you know, maybe sometime you should stop by a board meeting and you know, talk to the board, pass out some information. And I had a surgery that took place, so I wasn't able to come a while ago. And here we are finally, to the point where I was able to connect and come in. And so if you'll just you know, give me maybe a few minutes of time, I'll just pass out some information, hit a couple of high points, and then maybe you guys can take the information home, digest it, noodle on it. You'll probably have follow-up questions and so forth. But again, we just wanted to reach out, let you know that we saw it, and just throw our hat in the ring as a potential firm to be considered to assist with that should you decide that it's worth your time to move forward with. So what I've got here is information. It's a presentation, really. And again, it's pretty big. There's 30-some pages in here. I'm not going to go through every page in great detail. Rather, just hit some high points. And then again, just give you, my passing those around, if you would, please. Down to one limb here. Got a bad limb. And if I'm missing anybody, hopefully I've got enough for everybody. I'm going to use one. I think I brought, maybe 10 copies. But at any rate, as mentioned, I'm Kevin, and we're going to just, I'm going to summarize page 2-4, if that's okay. As mentioned, we're a municipal bond company. Basically, we're very similar to the group that you guys worked with back in 2012-13 when you did your TIF bonds. We're based here in Illinois. We've got three office locations, Chicago, Peru, and O'Fallon down in the metro St. Louis area. I actually am assigned to, you know, and I use quotes, I'm assigned to the O'Fallon office, although I live and work out of my home in Bloomington. So just down the road, about 1 hour from here, is where I set up shop. And we've been doing public finance, specializing in the bond process since the mid-80s. And we have multiple departments within our firm. Again, I'm with the Public Finance Department, which means I go out there and I work with units of government such as yourself, schools, fires, really any type of entity that's got the ability to levy a property tax or, you know, essentially works with, you know, in the governmental arena or is established in the governmental arena. They are our clients or prospective clients. And we help set up a bond issue from start to finish. Again, I'm just really summarizing page 2-4. We help set those up start to finish. There's another page that really outlines the scope of our services in greater detail. We'll touch on that. Page 4 shows some of the members of the firm, about 25, 30 employees with the firm. In the public finance department, there's about 4 of us. Page 5 shows our rankings. We're not just some fly-by-night operation. I mentioned we've been doing this since the 80s, and in fact, we underwrite more bonds for Illinois cities, villages, and towns than any other firm in the country. But on page 5, it does show our rankings over the last 5 years. We've done almost 200 bond issues over the last 5 years. You can see that it's almost a 24% market share here in the state of Illinois. We don't always do the biggest, but we always do the most. They're pretty darn close. So in other words, we're not doing the $100, $200 million borrowings that you see we're here in the city of Chicago doing, but we're doing a lot of $500 grand, $1, $2, $3, $4 million type deals. The bottom of page 5 shows some of the number of deals we've done with, you know, a credit score, if you will, in the A category. I think when the deal was done back in 2012 or 13 time frame, the village had an A-minus score at that time. So, and we've got extensive experience working with units of government in that range of credit worthiness. So again, page 5 just really shows that we've got some experience and we essentially know what we're doing. Page 6, you've probably heard of some of these municipalities here: Rantoul, Farmer City, Arcola, Georgetown, Tilton, Paxton, Effingham. Those are all some, those are clients that we've worked with here over the last handful of years. So again, those are folks that we've helped with. We've recently been retained by the Village of St. Joseph to assist them with the financing or refinancing as well. That one's not finalized yet, so we don't have it in here, but it is in the works and something that we're hoping to have wrapped up here imminently. Page 7, these are some references that you're welcome to contact. Again, should it make sense to move forward, or you have other financing needs that could involve our firm or a firm like us, you may want to just do some background checking. And again, there's some folks on page 7 that you can reach out to. Page 8 is a scope of our underwriting services. Bottom line is we're pretty service, so, you know, we're pretty service focused. We're going to hold your hand start to finish. I assume you have an established bond counsel or bond lawyer you work with. I see that you guys looking in your audit, you've done some debt certificate financing, some notes here in the last few years. So it tells me you've probably got a legal counsel or at least a bond firm that you've worked with. We work with several throughout the state. We're not married to just one. And so you know, we would look to partner with who your current relationships with as it relates to bond counsel. Also, you know, franchise in local counsel as well. So they are in the mix as well, and getting questions answered that that they may have. We help through the rating process. So if a bond issue were to move forward and you have to go through the credit score process, you know, we would help coach you on that. We would assist you with that, which we do with all of our clients. But bottom line is we specialize and we're experts in public finance. So we can also help you structure a deal, help you find out what's most advantageous to meet your cash flow needs and so forth, all things that we can help with should something make sense to move forward. Page 9 through 12, just want to hit summarize this here real quick as well. Most likely unbeknownst to a lot of you, when you enter into a public offering or public financing like was done in 2012 with the TIF bonds, you enter into an agreement with the bondholders that say you're going to provide ongoing updated financial information. It's called continuing disclosure assistance, or it's called continuing disclosure. We assist with that, but the thing, but what the phrase is, or what the type of ongoing information I'm talking about is known as continuing disclosure. And page 9 through 12 talks about that, but specifically, if you look at page 11, this was the undertaking that the village agreed to when the 2012 bonds were issued. The village agreed that it would, every year, file audited financial statements on a system known as EMMA, which on page 12, it shows you a little more detail as to what an EMMA, what the EMMA page looks like. EMMA stands for Electronic Municipal Market Access System. And you're supposed to do within 60 days of having your audit finalized. And this is important because what it does is when you've got debt outstanding, bonds that could be trading in the marketplace that are still out there, it puts prospective investors or current investors on notice that, you know, we're getting updated financial information. Why should I decide to buy, why should I make my decision on whether or not I want to buy a village of Tolono bond or sell it today based on information that was out there from 2012? So you guys entered into an agreement with the bondholders that said you would provide that information every year, ongoing. Page 12 shows the history. You can see nothing's been filed. So technically, you've not been compliant with your with the federal securities law, 15C212, which is, again, just a technical phrase or fancy way of saying continuing disclosure. We can help you get caught up with that. This is something that we help our clients with and prospective clients with at no cost. So, decide you want to move forward the bond issue at any time, that's public. I'm not talking really about the private stuff that you've been done, that you've done recently with you know, the debt certificates in 15-16 timeframe or 16-17, whatever they were. But if you ever want to enter back into the public markets, wouldn't be a bad idea to have this updated and be current. In other words, start putting your audit out there every year. You're not going to get penalized for it, in a sense. No one's going to come in and haul you to jail and fine you for it. But if you had access to public markets down the road, people could look back and say, well, they've not been very timely in filing any information. And at that point, there could be an essential penalty in terms of interest rate paid and so forth. So I just wanted to point that out. Nobody's fault. These things happen. Quite frankly, the underwriter at the time probably should have put more emphasis on helping you with that process and letting you guys know that this is something that is important. And it's actually become more important here in the last few years than maybe it was 8 years ago or so. But we are happy to help you get caught up and get compliant. We just have to let us know if that's something you want to talk about moving forward here. Page 13, 14, we do try to work locally. When we sell bonds, when we're brought in, we buy bonds from you, and we reoffer those to prospective purchasers. We do want to start in Champaign County. If you look at page 14, we've got almost 50 different clients that live in the county who we would look to talk to, trying to keep your bonds local. And that does oftentimes include local banks. So if it's important to you in a bond issue to at least give preferential option to a local banking institution that you have a relationship or relationships with, then we're happy to accommodate that. Bless you. But the point is we do do what we can to try to keep the bonds as locally placed as possible. That being said, we've got clients all over the country. Not going to spend a whole lot of time on page 15. That's really relevant if we move forward the bond issue. But oftentimes, one of the biggest questions I get is, how do we know that the rate you're telling us we're going to get is fair and reasonable, right? How do we know? You're going to want to know. Well, that's really what page 15 lays out. We do pricing comparisons, just like in the real estate business, which I'm not in. But if we want to sell our house, buy a house, obviously, we're going to expect that the person that we've hired to assist us with that process is going to bring us comparable sales. So we know that if we say we're going to list your house, or why we think we should list your house at 100 grand, okay, fine, why? Well, here's four or five other houses that have sold recently at that same level, and so forth. And so this is really the equivalent of that on page 15. We'll basically say, hey, here's where we think we can get a deal done. This is an example of a deal that we did for the city of Robinson a few months back, several months back, back in late summer, early fall. We basically say, here's where we think we're going to get the deal done at, and when we get it done, we're going to show you, you know, here's us compared to some of our competitors that were in the market around the same time, and we're going to show that our spread, which is that column there, relative to a benchmark known as the MMD, our spread relative to a benchmark is, you know, so much compared to some of our competitors. And so, you know, the point to this page is just to point out and illustrate that you don't just take our word for it. You just don't say, well, this is what we could get you, and trust us, it's fair and reasonable. We're actually going to back that up. Before a bond issue is done, we're going to show you something like this. Says, here's what's going on in the marketplace. As we're selling the bonds, we'll keep you posted. And then if a bond issue were to be wrapped up and locked in, we would show you, okay, here's what we got. Again, here's other deals that were done around the same time, so you know that it was done fair and reasonable. Page 16, 17 just shows some historical looking data. This shows what we've seen in a trend in the bond yields and bond rates over the last 10 years on page 16, going back 40 years on page 17. We're basically to an all-time low point. So it's a good time to borrow, good time to refinance if you can take advantage of it. And page 16 just shows a benchmark over the last 10 years. Page 17 shows the same benchmark going back 40 years. Page 18 shows a range of rates. If you were to borrow going out in time, this basically makes sense. If you borrow money and you're going to pay it back in 5 years, you should, in this current market, pay a lower rate than someone who's got to wait 20 years to get their principal return to them. So it's basically a standard yield curve or interest rate curve here, as we're seeing. Page 19 is really the focus, or the next couple pages are really the focus. Page 19 is a snapshot of your bonds that were issued in 2012. The bonds are callable December 15th, 2020. So a little later this year, towards the end of the year, is when you reach that provision that was built into the bond documents back in 2012. You don't have to do anything. It's really just a function of whether or not it makes sense you to do anything at all. The point is you have an option, and it's your option. You can exercise an option to refinance the payments due in fiscal year 21 through 26. That last cell there should say 27. That was just a, didn't apparently carry over there. But you've got the ability to refinance the payments due 2022 through 2027. So you're obviously going to be making these first couple of years payments here, where you just made a payment here December 15th, 2019, which is that 205, and then you've got your regularly scheduled payment this December 15th, 2020, which is that 210. So again, the payments you'd be talking about would be the 220 through the 475. Those are the ones that you would look to potentially refinance and see if it made sense to lower the rate. The net interest rate currently right now is 3.26. Pretty good. Still, it's not a bad rate at all. So that ties into the next couple pages here, basically just showing you, you know, a high-low, kind of a high-low savings scenario that we would expect to be able to get if we were in the market today, but we're not. Again, you've got several months down the road before we look to start the process and get things in motion. But as we look here, page 20, and guys, just so you know, if you back up a couple pages here on page 18, the savings scenarios on page 20 and 21 are pulled from the range of rates that we're seeing on page 18. So as we look at page 20 here, the left-hand box shows your current amortization. Again, out there at 3.26. When we look at the bonds we would potentially be restructuring or refinancing, again, we would look to be restructuring the principal amount of $2,105,000. Again, that's the 220 through the 475. You add those up, and that's a principal amount of 2.105. We think you'd be able to reduce your rate anywhere from 3.25, where you're currently at, if everything holds between now and then, somewhere in the range of, you know, 2 to 2.25. Saving anywhere from, you know, 50,000 upwards of 72,000 in annual cash flow savings out of the TIF. That includes all cost of issuance. Cost of issuance as a percentage. In 2012, you paid total fees, total cost of issuance of 4% of the amount that you borrowed. We would ballpark it to be in the 2 to 3% range on a refunding or refinancing. So that's essentially out the door savings. That 53 to 71,000, that is, again, that's factoring in all cost of issuance. Looking at the audit, looks like you've got some variable rate debt or adjustable rate debt that's out there that was done in 15-16, 16-17 time frame, couple of debt certificates, and then an installment loan or a bank note out there around 3-3.5% or so. You could look to throw that into a deal as well and lock that in so it doesn't adjust in a couple of years' time. Maybe bump your savings up another 50 to 100,000. I didn't incorporate that into this. I can look at it if it makes sense. You know, looking at it with a no string attached never hurts anything. But I didn't have any repayment scenarios or anything to recreate that outside of what was in the audit. So I just wanted to at least start with what I had public access to out there on that EMMA system. But again, just wanted to bring this to your attention. Page 22 and 3 just talks about bond refinancings and what that process looks like. Essentially, it's just like refinancing a mortgage. You go through the bond process, we generate new proceeds, we take those proceeds, and they're used to pay off the old debt at the higher rate when that call date or trigger date gets here. And then you're locked into a new payment structure. We would try to keep the payment dates the same, payment amounts to tie into your cash flow needs, try to keep it as business as usual so there's not much ripple effect, so there's not much change. And then the last, there's a timeline, or there's an example of some of the fees that are involved, page 24, 25. Not all of these costs would be necessary for a simple refinancing. But as mentioned, when we look at some of the aggregate costs that would be involved, at ballpark them in that 2 to 3% range. In total, our fee would be 1%, or basically 1% of the bond issue amount. And then we've got some others on top of that, bond council, local council, if any. 26 is its hypothetical timeline, and then the balance is just regulatory type compliance information. It's a lot to digest, but any questions that I can answer that may come to mind, again, please take it home, look over it. We just want to throw our hat in the ring, throw our name out there as a pretty darn legit firm who does a lot of bond issues, works with more cities and villages than anybody else in the state of Illinois and the country. and we'd love an opportunity to work with you as well on a project or revancing if it makes sense to do so.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hopefully everything went well in your surgery.
It did. I mean, I've got nothing to compare it to. It was rotator cuff, and I have absolutely nothing to compare it to. And so, I've heard some say it was miserable. I've heard some say it wasn't that bad. Based on what I felt the last 3 weeks, going on 4 weeks, I'm going to say it's the not bad side of things. So far, it's been okay, but I'm trying to very cautiously, trying to be very cautious. I don't want to avoid any setbacks, but so far, it's been okay. Has any questions?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Something comes up, or if there's anything we can do, just let us know.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you. No, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Now let's try one more time.
Just kind of wanted to let you know that the meter changeouts have been going well. We're getting a lot of the inside meters swapped out right now. Outside meters, we're kind of fine-tuning those, changing lids, getting all those reading a lot better now in areas that weren't reading very well. Got several more inside meters coming up the next couple weeks to change, so just kind of plugging along with those. We hung a few more notices on Friday for some areas that the guys didn't know about. They hit the big areas, got those knocked out, and we went back and kind of hit the ones that they're kind of scattered through town, so we got those finalized. East Street lift station easement, the surveyor was in last week. He pretty well finalized the field work on that, so hopefully we'll go out to bid in February for that East Street lift station. So that's coming up. That will be if we do it right, we can be part of that this fiscal year and next fiscal year. We budgeted for everything this year, so it's not a big deal either one way or the other. Construction probably won't be completed in this fiscal year. So we had two water main leaks. Well, water main breaks.
I was gonna say that bill didn't look like a leak.
What's that?
That was one from the month before when they had to.
Oh.
I think the bill is in here.
On this Sunday. Yeah.
That was a break.
Yeah. Yes. So these two we actually fixed ourselves right around Christmas. One was on Reynolds at First, which is one of the construction projects that was supposed to have happened. Will happen hopefully here soon. The other was in the 700 block of Bourne. That's an area we probably need to look at for water main replacement coming up. That's pretty much all I've got. Any questions for me?
I've heard a couple people asking about water bills and influx. Is that something that people should expect with a new water meter? It wasn't reading accurate before, now it's going to...
They will pick up more of a low flow, so they'll pick up that trickle that the other meters might not have, but your water bill shouldn't be much more than what it was before. So.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been asked the same thing. Someone told me that when they got their water bill, they've probably had theirs replaced for about 2 months, two cycles.
Yeah.
And they said that each bill was $20 more expensive than the bill before it.
Haven't fallen into the office.
Well, that's, yeah, so I was going to ask you if the antenna's up. I know the antenna's up and installed, and we know it's communicating back to the office.
Yep.
Are there any alerts that are currently happening for folks that might be experiencing a water leak? Are you noticing any of those in the system?
We're getting a lot more of the low temperature alarms right now than anything else. We get a few that are leaks. If you look at those, I mean, a leak or a burst is just a small, it's how much water is running through at a specific moment in time. So it's not like when it shows like a burst, it's not saying that the pipe is blown apart. It's just saying that there's a certain amount of water that's ran through
that's
that meter.
Constantly running at a through. Certain time. Right. So you are seeing those?
Not many.
Okay.
Not many.
And the ones that you are seeing, you're contacting the
We have not yet.
Okay.
That's something we're gonna have to be more vigilant on. Since we're changing meters, I don't think Brandy and Rena have. I know Rena's been swamped last week. Brandy was swamped yesterday, trying to get that stuff. So it's something we need to focus more on. So that's something we can do.
Well, I'm just wondering if the program is alerting anyone to these things.
If you get into the program, there is a tab that you can open. It shows all the alerts.
Okay. Okay. Yes, if we're seeing those, we said that we would be contacting those people.
Yeah.
So we should try and do our best to start contacting those people those accounts that the alerts are coming up for.
Right. Well, we'll verify with whatever reading we get, and we'll make sure that it's not just make sure that it looks like it's if there's something way out of range or if there's a constant usage, then we'll make sure we verify or contact the resident. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's just how the program's set up, how much water is flowing for a certain amount of time. It doesn't have to be, I think, to show as a burst, it's like 5 gallons per minute. So if it has that 5 gallons per minute for 1 minute, it's going to show that burst alarm.
Okay, but is the burst alarm different than any other leak alarm?
I don't know how the leak alarm's set up to notify.
Okay.
I'll talk to Larry about that tomorrow, but
that's part of the problem too. We're still trying to figure out all of the system as we're trying to get all the meters in as well. So, I mean, we have a stack like this of meters we haven't even entered in the system yet.
Which will have to be in by the 15th.
Right.
So, are they providing training for you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like as needed, or is there a scheduled time?
They've been here several times, but when we're trying to figure out a new system, and they've provided us training, and then we use it for a while, and it's like, oh, well, what about this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about this?
There's definitely a learning curve to overcome.
And Larry was in the other day. He sat down with Rena and I, a couple things. Because we were trying to pull a usage report from the readings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't, it doesn't come out as a clean report. So you have to copy it, paste it into Excel or Word, and then still manipulate a little bit that way. So that's something that he said he would contact Camstrip, see if that's something that they can
make a customized report.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Because that's what we get most of the time is, hey, my water bill was high last month, And if you go back and start looking at that range, sometimes we still have to go out and pull more information in the field. Most of the time we don't, but like I said, it's still, like Jerry said, it's still a learning curve trying to figure out that we're getting the best information on those, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
How many stumps did we grind? It's a big bill. And were we charged Christmas and New Year's Day?
I don't know, probably, because it was for the week.
2 weeks. 118 to 1-2. 12-18 to 1-2.
Yeah. The reason I got the stump grinder is that's when Mike was on light duty. This is something that he could work on and not hurt himself.
Okay.
So that is the reason we got the stump grinder. So.
I just think if we had an idea of how many stumps we even have to grind?
We got probably close to 50.
50?
Because Ameren came in, they took 40 trees out last year for us, so.
I mean, if we only did 10 stumps, that's $200 a stump.
It's still cheaper than somebody coming in and doing that, so.
I think there's been things we could have done to save some money on that and not have it when we're closed. And.
Well, again, it's one of these things where I'm trying to find something for one of my guys to do with light duty. So, you know, that's the thing too, so.
So there's just some fiscal responsibility stuff we have to make sure we're taking care of. And if $2,000 on a stump grinder for 2 weeks, if it didn't get used, that's not responsible.
And sometimes it was, yeah.
So.
Were they working on the East Street thing this week? A little bit, putting some flags, doing some locations. We had locators out there this week.
I don't know.
Like, well, this week, Monday. Someone so I got a phone call and someone asked a question. And I said that we were doing the survey stuff. But I didn't think we'd be doing locations out there yet.
We have, they had to do a locate for a soil boring.
Oh.
But that was done last. I think
maybe they got their days messed up when they called.
We have two locates done in town, one on Broadway, one on North James. We gotta replace shutoff valves and pits, so we gotta dig up those areas, squeeze the line off, and replace those. So,
anything else for you? Anything else, gang? Cool, thank you.
All right.
Ed? You were in here for Eddie's stuff, weren't you?
No.
Oh.
Other than I know that he came in with a stack of.
Grab the permits off one of somebody's desk and just take those. One of them's going to be a pretty big one. So we'll need to make sure we have somebody on that night, or maybe even two somebody's on.
It is the pretty big one.
First funder, yes.
Yeah. The CU bands or something like that.
CU bands and fans fundraiser.
So, if you can just kind of keep in touch with him. He said he's going to keep in touch with us.
Yes. The lady Eddie mentioned, she said that it will have hundreds, probably.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people.
Okay.
It's a pretty big deal with musicians.
So, just something to keep an eye on. With all of your people.
Yes. Because on that note, in about 3 days, Oscar Gano will be his last day for a while. He ships out later this month to Afghanistan, where we don't know how long. But we'll manage.
We got a couple applications in.
We'll make it work. I really have nothing other than we got two antennas in for the MDC, so hopefully the things that we ordered will start trickling in. We'll start working on maybe getting them installed and working with some equipment that works. Sounds right now for, I don't know, I didn't talk to any deputies today, but they've been having issues with, I don't know if it's iWin or Netcat or something, but something's been going on with computers that...
I was in a class today and a bunch of ISP were in there and all their, none of their phones were working.
So
mine was doing good. My AT&T was doing great. Everybody else's was down.
Maybe my cell phone, I think, is doing all right. But I don't know if it's something on the Verizon end with the internet. So I know we were supposed to be switched over to 4G by the end of the year, which we were. That was already taken care of.
Yeah.
But I know probably yesterday I probably had to reboot a dozen times.
Yeah,
get back connected to the internet.
Something going on with the system.
So, you know, it is what it is. We deal with it, but I don't think there's really anything on our end that's the issue, and it sounds like other agencies are having problems too. We'll probably move the marked squad car. It's having some issues. The maintenance guys cleaned the black unmarked one today. It has lower miles. It's not hurt. It's been sitting in the garage for several months. So it will be back out on the street if you see that cruising around. And that'll give us some time to see what is going on with the other one. I'm hoping, thinking maybe it might just be a control box for the overhead lights. Maybe either get that fixed or get it replaced or whatever for hopefully not a lot of money, and then it'll be a good spare squad car. And then if we decide to get a new squad, that could be one that we could probably get rid of first since it has the most miles and
perfect.
The most usage. Really, all I have. If anybody has any questions, I can try to answer them.
No? Good. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, Dills. I didn't see sewer credits. Did I miss any?
I didn't see any. Motion to pay bills as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Ping?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, regular session minutes, December 8th, 17th, 2019. Question I had, didn't the planning board already have a public meeting?
Yes.
So they're waiting on our public meeting and then we're done.
What we're going to do is have a public meeting for them and a public meeting for you.
Okay.
And combine that into one ad.
Okay.
But I think you do want to have an official public hearing on what's kind of the final product. I appreciate that the odds of anybody coming in is preferably close to zero, but that legally we just have to do that.
Okay. So if we do the one the middle of next month, the meeting, the second meeting of February, we should be good.
Yeah.
We'll get it in the paper this week or next week. And
yeah. And we'll be good. And what you're trying to do is just you do one ad and just have both times inside the one ad and then just save money that way.
And then the other question I had, the only thing I want added to the building thing is something referring back to the price sheet, essentially. Instead of putting the prices in each individual ordinance, I want one ordinance that refers to, for those ordinance will refer to, I don't know, Appendix A. Yeah. And we'll have the price sheet for each one of the things.
That way we're only changing
if you tell
one spot.
The codifying company to do that,
they can do
they
that.
Will do that, and you don't need to pay me to do it.
Perfect. Okay. That's the only thing I want. I
and
really
the other thing,
to
too,
it.
Is... Let's say at the public hearings, you guys see something that you want to tweak and change on the fly. That's okay to do it at that point. You don't have to do any more public hearings.
Perfect. Cool. All right. Anything about the minutes?
Motion to approve December 17, 2019 regular session minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Perfect. Bond abatement? Do we have that ordinance?
We do.
Okay.
So when you approved your bonds that he was talking about, those are bonds that you're paying for with your TIF money. But to get the cheapest possible rate, instead of just having bonds that were being paid for with TIF money, you're also guaranteeing that if there's not enough TIF money, that you would pay for it through your real estate taxes. And if you didn't have enough real estate taxes, you've got a special mechanism that kicks everybody's real estate tax bill way up in order to cover the shortfall. And it's on autopilot that it's there. So the people that buy your bonds have this extra security in knowing that that money's probably really going to be there. So they're willing to bid a really cheap rate in order to buy the bonds. So what happens is every year you take a look at how much money you got coming in from TIF and other places and ascertain whether or not you got enough money to pay your bonds, which you do. And then you approve this ordinance, which says, oh, don't put that emergency bond payment on the tax bill for everybody in the town. And so that's what this ordinance does. If you didn't do this, then your tax bill would go up very significantly, and you probably have some...
And so would our phone calls.
Yes. So my recommendation is you go ahead and approve this because you do have adequate funds to pay your bonds.
Okay.
Was that change made? In the whereas?
I don't know. Let me see what we got here.
Because the one in our packet still has 2018.
Man, we put
the fourth whereas.
I want to put 2020 in there.
No, it's 2019.
3, 4.
The year.
Was the year before.
So the one I'm looking at says 2018, but shouldn't that say 2019?
It should, and the one I've got says 2019, so the one you're
okay.
voting on says 2018.
Perfect.
Yes.
Motion to approve ordinance number 2020-0-1, an ordinance abating a tax levy in connection with the issuance of Series 2012 alternate revenue bonds for the Village of Tolono, Champaign County, Illinois.
Second.
All right, roll call.
Ping.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right, the employee manual's in there. I want to review it. It's good to go over it every year or so. It's been a couple of years since we've gone over it.
And new laws have passed.
And new laws have passed. So I want you guys to go through it, tear it up, do whatever. And the next meeting or two, we'll vote on, you know, go over the changes and vote on it and update that. That's why that's in there. So it'll be on the next couple agendas. It's in your board packets.
Are there certain things you want us to review specifically?
Drug-free workplace?
Yeah, that's going to have to be in there.
Yeah, there's some recommended model language from IML that you could pretty much blend in there without a lot of exotic work. And I think that'd probably cover a community our size.
There's some, there's something I sent to you. I sent that section to you. I need to look at that again.
Some pay rate stuff.
Pay rate stuff in there and hour stuff and... But I mean, look, you're fresh eyes too, looking at it. So just flip through it. If anything, just like this is silly. Why it's in here? It's very busy. So, all right. So that's why that's on there. Nuisances. We kind of. Where is the nuisance? Oh, I'm in the wrong one. All right, so did
Did you get the copy of the nuisance files?
Yeah, it's in
Mark. No, Mark, oh. Did you get one?
I've got a sheet here. You mean this punch list?
Yeah, you don't get the nice colors ones.
That's all right.
The ones that are marked green are ones that are in your bulk. The ones that are marked green are in, we want Justin to follow up on, or he already is following up on, and then
yeah.
The purple ones are yours.
They all look gray.
They all look gray on yours, though.
Yeah.
There's one that keeps coming up.
And I apologize for not being totally on top of it, but the on the ones that where I'm supposed to be doing something, is that where I'm just sending an inexpensive dirty letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's just two. 311.
We'll let the color version and get that out and copy it to Randy so you know that went out.
311 North 4 C's come up a lot. I guess the trash from that house is blowing all over the place. Apparently they don't have trash service.
I think the garbage did get picked up.
Did it get picked up? Very good.
I can't believe these colors have been updated recently, because one of them that's in purple for Mark is Grady.
All right, maybe we should update the colors on there before you do anything.
I thought. Well, why don't we just do it this way? Do your update and then just reach out to me, like next week or something. Because
I think they have updates.
Tell me what you want me to do, and
here.
I'll just get it done, so we have it done in time for the next meeting.
So you think the trash is kind of picked up?
As far as what was
blowing around
out front, I noticed that the other day. I can double check, but
I had several people come in on that one. Any questions about the nuisance? Okay, cool. We already did special events. Anything for the good of the order?
I think it's going to be a good year for this community.
I hope so. I think so too. I have one quick thing for executive session, and it's quick.
I'm excited.
So anything for public before we close?
Have we set a date for the meeting for the
marijuana
stuff?
Oh, Lord, I haven't done that yet. I keep putting it off. You haven't noticed?
No, we've noticed.
Well, February.
If you noticed, the community has not.
Yes.
We have the planning stuff in February, so do you want to do March?
Yeah, and he's like, no, I want to do it right now.
I know.
No, I had a different thought.
April?
Well, you could do April.
April
20th?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
420?
That would be funny. That happens to be the Monday before the third Tuesday.
I won't be at that 21st meeting, but we could do 420. You want to do 420? That'd be kind of funny.
No.
I think it'd be great. To a public hearing on that day?
No.
Sounds
why
good
wait?
Me.
Why wait so long?
Have you had any issues yet? No?
Yeah. Man, if we had a dispensary, we'd make a bank right now, though.
10,000 customers?
Oh, it's ridiculous. Over $3 million, like, the first day.
Who?
Craziness.
If we had Sunnyside had 10,000 customers.
There was
Sunnyside
lines.
Sunnyside had 10,000 customers.
And I'm sorry, where's Sunnyside? Customers.
It's in Champaign.
Neal Street.
That location?
Yeah.
Phoenix Botanical is now Sunnyside.
Oh, it's ridiculously packed. The
one guy waited
weekend.
9 hours.
Yeah.
30% tax.
It was completely packed. I mean, millions and millions in sales. Yeah.
And NewMed was the same way.
Yeah, NewMed was the same way.
10,000 customers.
So if we would have put one here, think of the millions we could have done.
Yeah, but are we all about the money?
Sometimes. So, all right.
Put us a nice little Village of Tolono sign right outside our town. Get more people to come in, Terrence.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I did not realize they had those kinds of numbers. I mean, I had the projections that Champaign staff had put together on what they thought they were going to make.
I'm sure it was blown out of the water.
Yeah, they shut down yesterday.
But, And where, you know, where you would come up with that frame of reference, I mean, you're taking guesses from
plus
maybe
it's,
what Colorado
it's,
did
yeah.
and stuff like that, but it couldn't be accurate. So I
imagine it'll slow down
yeah.
after the newness wears
maybe
off.
Burrow.
Huh? I know, right? Okay, so when do you want to meet in March?
We could do April. I don't care.
April 20. There you go. April 20.
Rob, is this is going to be a like a weeknight or weekend, or is it
a
meeting you want me at? Is my question.
Do you need to be there? I mean, what if we do the public?
It's just an open forum.
Just an open forum for people to talk. I don't think you need to be there for it.
I don't legally have to be there whatsoever.
And we've already had, I mean, we've already had some people come to the board meetings and stuff.
Okay.
And
well, and maybe what, you know, if you do drive some unusual questions, first you can always call me. And then
yeah.
second of all, you could have a subsequent meeting where you follow up and provide information, so.
Do you want to go that far out, or do you want to do one in March? Up to you guys. We have three of you. Bing?
If we can get it done earlier than later, probably be a better idea. We're going to have... Is our public meeting on zoning going to be just a pre-board meeting?
It'll actually be part of your regular board
yeah,
meeting.
So
yeah, it's just, it'll be the 30 minutes
yeah,
before.
So
or no, during.
Or during, okay.
I would do it concurrently.
Okay.
Just
that's
make
even
it as part
better,
of your
yeah.
regular
just
meeting.
Starts the meeting.
Yeah. Planning will have to do theirs hour before yours wrap up, but that's the only difference.
Perfect.
If we were smart, we would have scheduled it, what, 17th, and we had a 5-minute meeting.
We didn't know it was going to be a 5-minute meeting.
If we could do it in February, it might be a better idea. February, March.
We can do February, but we already have, we're leaving the public hearing on the board meeting, so it probably wouldn't be a good day to do it.
This is going to be a separate one, right?
Yeah.
Probably would be smart on this one.
What day is the first one?
The calendar. The planning one will be on a board meeting on the 18th. First week in February, I'm out, so. But, we can do it on February 26th, I don't care.
Should we do it on a Monday or a Wednesday?
We can do it on whatever day, just as long as everybody, or most of us can make it.
Because we'll we don't need to make a decision right at that meeting.
No,
right?
It's just a open meeting to hear feedback. It's
yeah, that's all it is, just getting the public's consent to what they want to do. And if I pulled the ordinance off of the website, I pulled off of the you just said that website.
IML.
And they had an ordinance on there, kind of a here's an idea if we wanted to put it in effect, even though it doesn't really affect anything because we don't have dispensaries.
Well, you'd
now,
have
so.
a tax ordinance, and then you'd have an ordinance that would outright prohibit it, and that's
yeah.
the IML ordinance. If you want to allow it, what you want to do is amend your zoning ordinance, which you can do down later, and just identify where you want to zone it and how many of them you'd want to have, and you know, if you want to do them by right or if you want to do it by as a conditional use permit, it's really a zoning decision in order to allow it.
And I don't think we're going to get a dispensary or anything like that. Is it 5,000 to apply? And that's not a guarantee you're going to get it or not. And it's $30,000 a year for the licensing fee.
once you get it. So.
Well, I mean, so $80 for 500 grams of gummy bears.
So do we light the 25th or 26th?
Is that what it costs? I've been out of town, so I haven't read the papers, so that's why I'm really out.
25th and 26th.
I'll read the papers then.
So 25th or 26th, pick a day. If we're in February.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Doesn't matter to me. Either one's open.
Yeah. Pick one.
Want to do it on 26th?
Work, middle of the week.
Cool. No, not on the 26th, because some of the people that want to be at the meeting will be in other places, like their churches.
Okay, 25th then. Perfect.
What's the 20th?
Ash Wednesday.
And do we need to look at, should we just wait to get closer on a venue, see if we get a bunch of interest?
We just have it here. I mean, we can have it here, and we're all set up to broadcast if we need to.
Yeah, but we're only taking comments from the people in the building. So broadcasting it doesn't mean anything.
At least they get to see it. We could. We could project it on the side of the building.
We broadcast from the sewer plant, too, so.
I know, true. So, all right. Any other things before we go to the next session?
When do you want that meeting?
6:30 work for everybody. I get everybody should have time to get off work and
6:30.
Pot talk.
Put it in here before I forget.
Next time
like,
over how
I kind of like a cannabis conversation better.
I like that.
In the calendar. All right, so I just need a motion to move into executive session.
Which one are we doing?
Employee stuff.
Which one?
Employee stuff.
Okay. Motion to enter into executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees. Courtesy of 5 ILCS 120/2, subsection C, subsection 1.
Second.
Alright, that is not all. I guess it is.
Teams?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Alright, cool beans. Alright, give a couple minute break and.